Hallelujah. How many of you here tonight, you know someone that is stuck and you're trying to help them? See, we can pull and we can pull and we can pull. But if we don't know how to pull, they're going to stay stuck. I'm going to share something with you, and then we're going to sing again. So on my way in from fishing, and I'm looking up the pass, and I seen this boat out in the middle of the pass, but he's crossways the pass. And I can tell he's pulling on something. And I'm thinking, well, what is this guy doing? So I look on the bank, and there's a boat on the bank with four guys in it. So I slow down, and I'm easing to him, and I'm just watching. And he's pulling. He's pulling his little old heart out. Looked like an egg beater you stuck in the water from his wheel wash. So I pulled up beside him. I said, hey, you want to get that boat off the bank? He said, yeah, why do you think I'm pulling? So well, give me the rope and get out the way. First thing he done was looked at my engine. Same size motor, same size boat. He said, well, I've been pulling. I can't do nothing. How you think you're going to get this off? I said, because I pulled before. I can look at you and tell you hadn't pulled before. So I got the rope, went to the bank, and I told the four guys in the boat, I said, tie this rope around the two engines. Trim them up and tie the rope. They said the same thing. He been pulling and he can't move us. I'm in deep water, man. You got a choice. You could tie the rope and let me get you off, or you could sleep here tonight. Before midnight, the mosquitoes are going to eat you up. It's your choice. You could stay stuck, or you could do what I'm telling you to. So they tied the rope around the two engines and said, now get in the front of the boat behind the console in case something pops. And I tied it to my boat and I took off. See, the difference is when I took off, the boat moved. And when it moved, I started turning. You can pull straight all you want, unless you have more than one boat with a whole lot of horsepower. You could pull straight and not move. But sometimes you got to get in and you got to turn. And I got that boat to start swinging. And before long, it came off the bank. And I got there and I untied the rope and I handed it to the guy. He said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Venice. He said, don't leave me because I'm following you. How they got where they were, I have no clue. The only thing he did know was he wasn't following that guy trying to pull him off the bank. See, sometimes we want to go in with our own knowledge and our own ability in what we think. Just tell yourself, say self, what you think don't matter tonight. See, it don't matter what I think about you. It don't matter what you think about me. It's got to be what God says. It's got to be in line with the Word of God. The reason I was able to go there and pull that boat off is because I'd done it before. And look, I was in the same condition the other guy was in. There was a time that you'd hook on to stuff and you just pull straight to somebody that knew better came and said, if you just get it to twisting, you'll get it off. But when someone tries to speak knowledge to you, you have to partake of it and start using it. In other words, you have to apply it. It's no different than the Word of God. We have to apply it. We can have all the knowledge we want. We could have all the wisdom we want, but unless we apply it and start using it, it's like I said this morning, it's just an open book. But we have to be willing to apply the Word of God to every area in our life in order to help people. Look at your neighbor and tell them it's time. It's time that in everything we do, we give God the glory. In everything, He has to receive the glory. In Psalms chapter 18, verse 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His loving kindness is everlasting." Oh, let Israel say, "His loving kindness is everlasting." Oh, let the house of Aaron say, "His loving kindness is everlasting." Oh, let those who fear the Lord. Oh, let those who fear the Lord. I'm not talking about a fear that you're scared of God. I'm talking about a reverential fear. A fear that reverences the presence of God. That when the presence of God shows up, we begin to reverence Him. We begin to show respect unto Him. Oh, let those who fear the Lord say, "His loving kindness is everlasting." From my distress, I called upon the Lord, and the Lord answered me, and He set me in a large place. For the Lord is for me, I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I will look with satisfaction on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. In everything we do, we need to learn how to take refuge in God. Now, if you're here and you want to help somebody, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go back, not the last song y'all sang, that other one. The one before that. And we're going to sing this in reverence to God. You know, we really hadn't been entering into worship. You want things to change in your life? We need to learn how to worship God. I'm talking about give Him our undivided attention and worship Him, honor Him, and give Him the glory. You know, if you want to be noticed, you want people to look at you and say, look at what they're doing, look at what he done, or look at what she done, all you have to do is be the one always talking about what went wrong, and you're going to fix, you have the solution to the problem. You know, and with the BP oil spill, there was a lady that every time you seen her, she was on the news. She got so much recognition when she'd show up in New Orleans, they roll out the red carpet, they pick her up in a limo to deliver her to places to give a speech. When's the last time we rolled out the red carpet in our worship to the Lord? When's the last time we just shut out everything around us and just honored Him? Listen, when I got to the Venice Marina, that man came bound me. He said, "What do I have to give you?" I said, "You don't have to give me nothing." He just couldn't say thank you enough. Listen, all I done was pulled him off the bank. I'm talking about a Father that gave us eternal life. I'm talking about a Father that done, He paid the price for us through His Son for everything we have need of. I think He deserves some honor. I think He deserves some glory. I think He deserves some praise. Sometimes we got to push away from everything that surrounds us. Sometimes we got to push away from the everyday things that we're going through. Look, if you think you got it bad, you don't have to go too far down the street to find somebody that's in worse shape than you're in. But we got to just, what God wants us to do tonight in order to get what we need to help that person. Because when I asked that question, I believe that every person in here thought about somebody. First thing is we need to ask ourselves, how much does that person mean to us? How concerned are we about them? And then we need to allow God to open up the mind of our understanding and teach us how to reach Him. You know, it's like I said last Sunday, it can't be because somebody told us. It's got to be because we came and we experienced it for ourselves. It has to become personal. So I want everybody to stand. How many of you in here has ever been to Disney World? Raise your hand. You ain't never been to Disney World? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. I know you've been. How many of you stood in line for 2 hours and 45 minutes for a 2 minute or a 1 minute ride? I did. I complained for the whole 2 hours and 45 minutes too. Complain the whole time. But then we went to the next line. It wasn't too bad. It was 2.5 hours. I asked you that so you don't complain about standing up again. But this is what the Lord showed me. Want all the young people to come up here. I said young. I got guys standing up when I said that. Line up right here. Don't face this away. Don't be scared. Y'all go back up there. Okay, the ladies, come line up right behind them. One line. Okay, behind the ladies are all the men. Y'all can come up here. You can turn the recorder off.